This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. An Arapahoe County judge has awarded $3 million to an Aurora City councilwoman in a lawsuit over a false child abuse report. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The suit alleged that Robin Nassetta called in a fake child sex abuse tip against Danielle Jurinski in retaliation for criticizing the former caseworker's ex-partner and former Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson. Nassetta also faces criminal charges over those allegations. She is named in a class action lawsuit against the Arapahoe County Department of Human Services and is expected to go to trial in May. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
An annual count of the number of people experiencing homelessness in Colorado Springs gets underway Monday. Most of the work for the Point in Time survey will take place at the Catholic Charities Marian House Soup Kitchen downtown. Additional surveying will be done at other agencies and by street outreach groups throughout the week. Recent mispredictions on snowstorms has people wondering why it's so tricky to predict weather in Colorado. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson says despite newer technology and better models, it's still difficult.
A storm that comes in with all kinds of vim and vigor and hits the West Coast. But still, even today, I'm amazed how a storm finally staggers out of the mountains onto the eastern plains of Colorado and how it sort of reinvents itself and dumps snow in certain areas more so than others. And the one that we had the other night did that exact thing.
A chance of snow in the forecast for much of Colorado Monday. This is CPR News.